For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. The Missouri House of Representatives could approve a bill as soon as today to establish a statewide prescription drug monitoring program. Missouri remains the only state without one. Critics say they're concerned about privacy and the program's effectiveness in other states, but Republican Representative Holly Rader of Sykeston says her bill will provide a needed tool to combat the opioid crisis.
A PDMP is for patient safety, for better prescribing practices, and for overall allowing the medical professional to understand their patient's history.
A similar bill, sponsored by Senator Tony Lutkemeyer of Parkville, failed to make it out of a committee Wednesday, but he says the Senate will likely take up the House bill if it passes. The Columbia Missourian reports the True False Film Festival has released their lineup for 2019. True False will host the world premiere of four feature-length films, including The Hottest August, and six Sundance Film Festival Award winners, among them U.S. Documentary Audience Award honoree Knock Down the House. House focuses on four female candidates in the 2018 primaries, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and was directed by one-time Columbia resident Rachel Lears. In addition, 11 films will kick off their stateside runs at True False, according to a statement from the film festival. The festival runs from February 28th until March 3rd. The Columbia Missourian reports the CSA Surgical Center is a finalist for the Bernard A. Kirshner Innovations and Quality Improvement Award. The Accreditation Association for Ambulatory Healthcare named CSA Surgical Center as a finalist for its study to determine if post-operation pain can be reduced by using pain medication before the surgery, according to Jana Woods, the center's representative. The Knoxville Ophthalmology, ASC, and Laser Spine Surgery of Tampa are the other finalists. Columbia residents gathered last night to share what they are looking for in their next city manager. CPS HR Consulting organized the input meeting. The recruiting firm says it will use the community's feedback to define the ideal candidate. Andrew Nelson, executive recruiter at the firm, says Columbia is unlike other cities he's recruited for because of its passion for civic activity.
What I have found different is the intensity of public engagement, of media scrutiny, and the need to find resolutions and solutions to social equity issues about the police department, about the city's delivery of services in general.
CPS HR Consulting will begin aggressive recruiting for the position across the country in March and plans to start the selection process in April or May. If you want your voice heard, there will be another input meeting this morning at 11:30 in the City Council chambers of City Hall. The city will also post a public survey to como.gov in the coming days for those who could not attend the meetings. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.